Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 8th and the whole week ahead. The Venus square Saturn is not a pretty sight cosmically because there is not much beauty in Venus squaring Saturn because there's no love lost. And that could well be the pressure you're under now. It could even be a financial one. You certainly shouldn't go cap in hand to anyone at this time because you'll get no sympathy. On the contrary, just hold back from doing anything which could be untoward in love or money. And here's your Sunday stars. With the Sun square Pluto, there are big changes on the way for you, and they could affect your career, and they could equally affect a relationship. You see, Pluto is about elimination, and it's also about, in this case, disempowerment. You feel you've lost control over certain aspects of your life, and maybe you have. And maybe it's time you did something drastic. And that means call something a day if it's not working, because it may never do. Here's your Monday stars. The Moon and Jupiter are always such fun together, and this is all around home and family affairs. I think there's a bit of a celebration going to come up. It might be to do with a birth. It could be to do with a new home. There's all kinds of reasons. I won't go through the list. But there is something joyful concerning where you live or a member of your family. Hurrah! And here's your Tuesday stars. There's a full moon in Libra, and that full moon in Libra is excellent for you. Full moons can be emotional and sensitive, and there's no doubt that this will be a trying time over the next 2 weeks, but in a kind of way, it's a release and a relief. Whatever happens now could make you cry, could bring you to tears, even make you despondent. But in the end, you'll see it was for the best. And here's your Wednesday stars. The Moon's opposition to a retrograde Mercury does leave you umming and ahhing. And that's why it's best not to choose or decide on anything at this moment in life. The main areas could be linked to a younger person, a teenager, maybe even younger than that. But if you've got decisions to make over their welfare or their future, can you just hang back a bit? Because something's going to come to light very soon that will alter everything. And here's your Thursday stars. This is lovely. The Moon and Neptune and Pluto, it's sexy, it's full of desire and passion. And it's all happening in and around your house of love. This is a very, very loving and sexy period now for you. So make the most of it. If you've got no one in your life, then I would certainly say now's the time to get out, stand up and be counted, because love could well be on its way. And here's your Friday stars. Now the Sun conjuncts Uranus right at the very top of your chart. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It falls in your 10th house. This will favour the Cancerian who is anything but methodical. If you're experimental, if you're spontaneous, if you're ready to take a risk and a chance, if you're ready to do something because you've got nothing to lose, then this is one of the most exciting periods of your life. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.